John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He will be at Soul Joe's Comedy Club for two shows Saturday night, one at 6, one at 9. Tickets are available through souljoes.com. It has been, what did you say, 4 years? How long has it been?
6 years, 2016.
6 years. Did we do something to insult Nick DiPaolo, or did the city of Philadelphia do something? I don't know. Nick, did somebody insult you somehow?
No, I just don't like to get stabbed or shot. No, I love Philadelphia, man.
Hey, come on. We finally have something to be proud of. We're ahead of New York and Chicago.
Yes. That's quite a feat. If you could only bring that to a football or baseball.
We got our one.
Yeah. We sold the city of brotherly love. Boy, could that be named more wrong. Anyway.
You're a kid from Boston who goes to school in Maine, moves to New York, and now you live in Savannah, Georgia.
You are correct, sir.
right. Yeah. How is adapting to that?
Very easy. I have never felt more at home in my... Well, yeah, because I never understood the Northeast politics.
Uh-huh.
When you're, you know, come out of high school, I went to where somebody, you know, wanted me to play football. That's when I went up there. And then, you know, New York is where the comedy scene was at. So it brought me down there, but I used to hold my nose sitting at the Comedy Cellar listening to these other idiot comedians talk about politics.
Uh-huh.
And I've been called a redneck since I was in high school, so I thought Georgia would be a nice pick.
But if you want Italian bread, where the hell do you go?
I got to fly to New York. This town reminds me of when I grew up in North Shore of Massachusetts, and it's like the 70s. People still walk by on Sunday with, you know, the kids dressed up to go to church.
Mm-hmm.
There's fighter planes flying over my house because there's a base about 5 miles away. It's perfect for me, John. It's perfect.
Okay. Well, now, speaking of church, are you a religious guy?
Oh, yes. I'm a devout Muslim. I'm on my prayer rug right now.
And how's that going for you?
No, I'm not religious at all. Well, my parents forced me to go to church for the first till I was in like eighth grade.
Uh-huh.
And literally, I remember my mother, we got in a big fight and she broke a wooden spoon over my head.
Uh-huh.
So I wouldn't go to church, and that was it. She gave up after that. My father used to lay in bed and say, "Go to church or you're going to hell." And I remember saying, I said to him, I go, "Why? You don't go to church. Well, you know, are you going to hell?" He said, "I'm already married. I'm in hell." He actually said that to me. Nice guy.
Did you go to public school or Catholic school when you were in
Public school.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you can have sex in a men's room in public schools, too, you know.
Now, your dad was a Marine, right?
He was a Marine, my dad. This is correct.
Was he just in the Marines, or was he a lifelong Marine?
Well, once you're a Marine, you're always a Marine.
He
wasn't like that guy in Full Metal Jacket, if that's what you're talking about. I mean, he acted like that around the house. I have, like, scars on my forehead to prove he was a Marine, but he was a good guy, my dad, very good guy. He just passed away of Alzheimer's last summer, and I had to give the eulogy.
Right.
And, of course, because of COVID and all that crap, we could only let so many people at the funeral at a time. And I was very nervous about giving the eulogy. And I go up there, and I was fearing that my whole life. And I look out of the church. Everybody in the pews has a mask on. The priest has a mask on. So my opening line, I said to the priest, "Look," I said, "Massachusetts, you guys, you're getting ridiculous with this whole mask." I said, "I understand that people sit in the pews next to each other have to wear a mask. But," I said, "did I see you trying to put one on my father this morning?" That was my opening. That was my opening laugh. And then I did a few minutes on, they had Jesus, you know, every church has a crucifix with Jesus on it. And most of the Jesuses look like Brad Pitt. This guy looked exactly like Abe Vigoda. Like a real Middle Eastern guy, you know, so I did about 2 minutes on him. I had a good set, is what I'm saying.
I can only imagine that there had to be family members fighting to hear this eulogy. Oh, no, I got to be in there. I don't care how many people are letting into this church. I got to be there.
And I actually said that, too. I go, geez, I thought this was funny. Is it the mask that's muffling the laughter? I see some shoulders jiggling. And yeah, I had a good set. And my brother said a few words before me. And I go up like an idiot thinking this is going to get a laugh. And I go, how about a half my opening act? I could see even my family's like, what is this guy, an a-hole? He was a good dude, and we missed the old man.
So you're down there. You're in Georgia. Are you into NASCAR?
Yeah, I'm into that and little boys. What are you kidding me? NASCAR? Nah, I couldn't get into I couldn't get into that if I was in the pace car. You might as well go stand by I-95 in the breakdown lane.
Listen, you're the one that said you fit right in down there. I'm just asking the question.
Yeah, well, there are some exceptions, guys. I mean, I haven't slept with my cousin yet, but you know, it's something.
Still time.
I'm a driver. I love to drive. Do you like to drive? I mean,
I love to drive.
Yeah? Yeah.
Not in a goddamn circle for 3 hours. I do drive like I'm in a NASCAR. I drive. Look, I grew up in Massachusetts, literally the worst driving records out of the 50 states. And yes, I've been known to have both feet on the gas pedal, having 6 scotches, you know.
I've got to tell you, and if you guys remember, because I'm glad he brought this up, last week, remember we got that some poll came through,
yes,
about where the best drivers in the country are? And Massachusetts...
Let me guess. Amish?
Well, PA was in there. Top 3.
It was New York 1, Massachusetts 2, and Pennsylvania 3. And in Massachusetts, it's not a car, it's a weapon.
Yes. I don't know if you know the history of Boston and how they decided where to put the streets, but it was literally back in the 1600s, 1700s, where the cows went.
Right.
Yes. There were so many one ways. Yeah. I used to get drunk, and I lived in Boston. I would get drunk, and I'd spend 3 hours trying to get to my apartment that was 20 minutes away because there's like 11 one-way streets, you know?
Yep.
And this is back in the days when, cops were Irish. I remember a guy sticking his head in. He looked like McCluskey from The Godfather. He goes, hey, he literally said this to me, John. He goes, hey, you dumb guinea. Can you imagine that?
Oh, God.
I actually laughed. I said, look, I'm half Italian. Okay, McCluskey. He had a nose on him with more veins than it did Ted Kennedy. And I was like, hey, how many beers have you had?
My son went to school up there, and I would be driving around, and like a guy in the center lane goes, I need to make a left. And even though I'm in the left, don't let me in the left lane get in your way. Please, just make it. Yeah, it's fine.
That is no exaggeration, man.
I know.
It is no exaggeration. Down here, you're right about NASCAR. It really influences. I mean, I drive like a maniac, and I'm on the highway down here. I'm in the left lane on Route 16 down here. I'm doing it. I'd say I'm doing about 97, and I have a lady in her late 80s right on my ass flashing her light. Trying to get to a Klan rally or something. I don't know. But they drive crazy. I mean, fast. You know, you're probably right. There's an influence there.
now, being a guy, I mean, you are up on politics. You can be political, right? Do you watch a lot of cable news? And what is your favorite part about watching cable news?
I would say the broads on Fox.
Yeah. All right. You have my interest.
I'm the only one that watches a story about the Middle East, and I have a box of wet naps next to me. God, I love those girls. I don't know who does the hiring there. I'm pretty sure it's not the guy who picked Shepard Smith, but nice. And thanks to the pause button, I know what all those anchor women look like with their eyes closed and their mouth open.
Oh my God. Nick DiPaolo is going to be at Soul Joe's for 2 shows Saturday night at 6 and 9 o'clock. Bring tissues because you'll need them to wipe your eyes. I don't want you to take that in the wrong direction, Nick.
6 and 9? How long does it take to turn over 20 tables?
Tickets are available. Tickets are available at souljoes.com. It is a pleasure to talk to you, my man. I'm sorry we couldn't have you here in the studio, but you have yourself great shows, okay?
Thanks so much, John. Good talking to you guys again.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.